Well, the best thing is this year, and we've had information that is that land prices have gone up considerably since even, well, in back of that, I guess I would offer that we've had an historically high run-up in post-harvest prices. And again, I say that with, there's been some real wide swings up and down. We're such short on the crop sizes, the carryover sizes, that any little sniff really causes the market to go crazy. So with the changes in prices, and again, even on the pork and beef side a little bit, dairy especially is experiencing some downsides right now. Landlords are trying to understand, again, so they see that, even though it's clearly not a case of one-to-one correlation between land prices and lease rates, the combination of that is really causing us to look at next year, because that's the year we have to talk about, is it's the lease 2022, not the crop that's getting ready to be harvested, but next year's. And it's just a little bit of a erratic situation out there right now. People are just, they want to be fair, they want to do the right thing, but they always want to make sure that, you know, it's competitive. It's